on a Monday. It is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Republican leaders in the Assembly and Senate are set to meet this week with Governor Evers to talk about bills that would increase regulations on guns. Republicans have raised concerns about preserving due process and Second Amendment rights. Here's the governor yesterday on MSNBC.
I'm in favor of not only universal background checks, but also the protective orders or red flag. I think it's an important step forward. It's something, frankly, the people of Wisconsin already accept.
Should Wisconsin enact laws that further restrict access to guns? Do you think new laws would reduce the likelihood of mass shootings? What strategies are non-starters for you? We're at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. As you heard Governor Evers there, backing red flag laws, also backing additional background checks. What do you make of that? Do you think that you will see more gun laws on the books here in Wisconsin? And do you think federal legislation should pick up on gun laws? What are your thoughts on Wisconsin enacting red flag laws? Would this help reduce the number of mass shootings in our country? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Well, let's bring in State Representative Melissa Sargent. She's a Democrat representing the 48th Assembly District, which includes parts of Madison. Representative Sargent, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So how have the events in recent weeks affected your priorities when it comes to gun control in Wisconsin?
Well, certainly, I know that everyone in Wisconsin deserves to be safe where they live, work, and play. And as schools are starting to kick into season, many people have on their minds the safety of their children. At the same point in time, I also know that our Second Amendment rights and the ability to own guns are important to our heritage in the state of Wisconsin, and we don't need to be choosing between these two things. So I'm looking forward to some robust conversations with my colleagues in the Capitol building so that we can make sure that Wisconsin is the safest place that it can be.
Well, last session you introduced a red flag bill. Can you explain what it would do?
Absolutely. The red flag bill is a piece of legislation that, quite frankly, would help Wisconsin be a safer place. Folks who are in crisis should not be folks that have firearms in their possession. And we have seen over and over again, including the situation most recently in Texas, where the mother of that young man knew that her son was not healthy and knew that he had a weapon available to him and, in fact, called the police and reported this to the police, and there was nothing that they could do to stop him from having access. And then a few short weeks later, we see the direct results of that. The red flag bill would allow direct family members to be able to communicate with police officers, law enforcement officers, when they do have concerns, so that they can, the law enforcement and the courts can enter into a due process system. And if found to be the case, those weapons can be removed temporarily from that person's possession.
Well, it didn't pass last session. What is your plan for this session? What's your timeline?
Well, I am currently working very earnestly with the Attorney General's office, the Governor's office, and my colleagues in the legislature on both sides of the aisle to address concerns that folks had in regards to the legislation that was introduced in previous sessions to help clarify what the intent is. And we will be introducing that legislation this fall.
Well, Attorney General Josh Call weighed in on red flag laws with CBS 58 in Milwaukee last week. Let's listen.
Giving law enforcement or a family member the option to go to a judge if there is one of these really dangerous warning signs, like somebody who posts a threat online, I think can help save lives.
So Call is a Democrat. You are as well. What are the odds Democrats and Republicans can come to consensus on red flag laws?
We have seen in states across our nation people standing up and saying that they support the red flag law, including our current president and including members of the NRA. This is a pragmatic and common sense, life-saving approach that bridges partisanship and puts people first. I am going to continue working very hard in order to get this legislation passed, and I am hopeful that my colleagues on the other side of the aisle hear the call of the people of our community that we absolutely cannot continue with inaction.
We're talking with Representative Melissa Sargent about legislation she has a hand in this year. Do you think the legal age to possess tobacco products should be increased to 21? Should marijuana be tested more before it becomes illegal? Do you have health concerns regarding marijuana? And what do you want to see in the future of gun legislation? Join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Brian now in Eau Claire. Hi, Brian.
Hello. I just had a comment on the red flag laws have been proven not to reduce the percentages of mass shootings. And personally, being a gun owner, I feel like people could turn you in for anything, whether it's something if they don't like you, they could turn you in. And you have no, you know, even President Trump said, you know, take the guns and then go through the court. I don't want to deal with that aspect of it whatsoever. I mean, I don't think it's right. But on top of that, they had a guy, an off-duty firefighter, stopped what would have been a mass shooting. A guy came in, full body armor, camouflage, 100 rounds, and the guy held him at gunpoint because he had concealed carry. I guess, why aren't we looking at options where we defend ourselves? Because police officers can't stop this thing from happening.
Brian,
carry, we can stop this from happening before it ever happens, because we're as good citizens, we're everywhere. You're not going to be able to keep the guns, no matter how many laws you make. You're not going to be able to keep the guns out of the hands of the criminals.
Brian, let's bring in Representative Sargent. Brian has concerns about red flag laws, that they leave a whole lot to interpretation. Representative?
Absolutely. I hear what Brian is saying and have heard and really feel the concerns of legal gun owners in our community. My family owns guns. At the end of the day, what we're doing now is not working, and we are an extraordinary nation. We deserve to be providing more security and safety for our citizens, and we actually know through science that more guns does not make us more safe. Within 9 seconds, we saw dozens of people shot in Ohio, and that is not okay. We have seen children murdered in their kindergarten classrooms. We have seen people killed where they worship and where they are recreating. This is not the way it is that we should be living our lives. And in fact, there is due process built into this legislation. And additionally, not anyone can call and say that they are concerned about someone's actions. We are working very earnestly to draft and craft a policy that will protect our Second Amendment and protect legal gun owners in the state of Wisconsin.
We're talking with State Representative Melissa Sargent of Madison about some of the bills she's had a hand in this year, either as a lead author or a sponsor, bills she's had in the past. We're looking right now on gun legislation in the works. What questions do you have for the representative? What changes would you like to see here in Wisconsin? How do you want Wisconsin to act on marijuana? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Back in a moment. More State Cap to come here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking with Democratic State Representative Melissa Sargent of Madison about legislation she's been involved with in the Assembly this year. You have a line at 800-642-1234. Should Wisconsin enact laws that further restrict access to guns? Do you think new laws would reduce the likelihood of mass shootings? What strategies are non-starters for you? Call in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Let's go back to the calls now with Arthur joining us from Jefferson. Hi, Arthur.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say my stance, which I think that there should just be a complete and total ban on all guns, even including everything except maybe like automatic, non-automatic rifles for hunting, but I think even hunters could make do with just crossbows. I think the idea of that expecting citizens to protect themselves with guns is ridiculous. I don't want to own a gun. I don't want to have to shoot somebody to protect myself. So I would support a complete and total ban on all guns.
Arthur, thanks for the call. Representative Sargent, this goes in the total opposite direction of the previous caller. Arthur wants a total ban.
And here we see the challenges as a legislator trying to figure out what it is the best thing to do in order to help Wisconsin be a safer place for our citizens. Arthur's opinion is not unique either. We hear from folks just like Arthur on a regular basis. And it is a really challenging conversation. People are very passionate. And clearly, the common thread that we're hearing is that safety is imperative to people in our community.
Other lawmakers are pushing for not only red flag laws, but changes to background checks. What do we know there?
Well, I am also the lead author on a piece of legislation that will close the loophole on background checks. Currently, in Wisconsin, if you purchase a firearm at a licensed dealership, you will have a background check performed on you. But if you purchase a firearm at a gun show or through an online ad or a transfer between friends, there is not a background check. And we know that the vast majority of the people in the state of Wisconsin agree that providing background checks is important. So we are working hard to close that loophole here in the state of Wisconsin.
Let's bring in Mike now in Lake Mills. Hi, Mike.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for your hard work, Representative Sargent. I don't think the problem is guns. I think the problem is the way we use guns and the way we expect our government to keep giving us guns there themselves. The high-capacity cartridges, the high-capacity rifles and instruments of war, they should not be allowed in anybody's home. They should not be allowed in the street. You shouldn't walk the streets of Texas watching people carrying around AR-15s there themselves. These were never meant to be in the house. Other guns are fine. I strongly suggest that we put together a national armory program that if you do have one of these guns, they're registered, they're in an armory, you want to take it over to your brother's house, good, you check it out. And anytime, now once again, we get all the information about the gun. We go ahead, we fire off rounds, we check the bullets. And if there's a crime committed with a gun like that, and your gun is checked out, the police, the FBI, everybody's at your house.
Mike,
and one more thing I'd like to say here before I go. This is a Republican problem. The young man that was just on the phone, okay, mentioned going back to the 80s. If we took the guns away from everybody, only criminals will have guns.
Well, Mike, let's
criminals
get up.
Criminals don't have guns, and they're legal now.
Let's get Representative Sargent to weigh in here on semi-automatic weapons. What are lawmakers trying to do on that front?
Well, we in Wisconsin currently do not have a bill proposed to address semi-automatic weapons. We do have legislation proposed to ban bump stocks, as well as attachments that you can put on guns to increase the number of rounds that they are firing. We also have been working very hard across party lines to be able to move those policies forward. I do know at the federal level there are conversations about semi-automatic weapons, and that when they were banned at the federal level, we saw a very reduced amount of gun violence with semi-automatic weapons. guns clearly are a hot button issue. We need to be having this conversation, and I very much respect and value the fact that folks of all different viewpoints are calling in today and sharing their ideas and their thoughts with us.
Well, Governor Walker held a special session after Parkland. Out of that, we saw more funding for school security. Are we headed toward a special session, Representative?
Governor Evers has not indicated whether or not he is going to call us into a special session. He has indicated that he is thinking about it, and I know that through my work with his office on a number of these different policies, that he is hopeful that the legislature can put partisanship aside, hear the voices of the people in our communities, and pass this legislation. I am hopeful that he and my Republican colleagues have the opportunity to sit down with one another very soon and come up with a path forward for us.
We're talking with Democratic State Representative Melissa Sargent of Madison. Let's move on to discuss marijuana. States around Wisconsin are legalizing marijuana. Do you think that is the right move for our state? Should we be moving toward legalization?
Well, I really appreciate that question. As the lead sponsor of a full recreational cannabis policy in Wisconsin over the last four different legislative sessions, I vehemently believe that the most dangerous thing about cannabis in Wisconsin is that it is illegal, and that by legalizing, we will be able to provide a pathway to more opportunity, more prosperity, and a safer community for our families to live in.
Well, we had Representative or State Senator Andre Jacques, who was recently on the morning show, and here he is talking about the process of legalizing medical marijuana.
I still have concerns, especially looking at the experience that we've seen in other states where it's crept into earlier onset and youth use. There haven't been enough appropriate standards set up, and you have increased drug driving skyrocketing.
So he made the point that there isn't enough research done on the impact. We don't know enough. Do we need significant testing on marijuana before legalization?
Well, I would very strongly disagree with my colleague, Senator Jacques. We do know that, in fact, through legalizing, we are able to see a decrease in youth usage, a decrease in impaired driving, as well as providing people access to their personal freedoms and liberties, access to a plant that does provide medicinal benefits, and increased prosperity for our state. If we legalize cannabis in Wisconsin, we would see a far larger economic stimulus than any Foxconn deal that was negotiated through the legislature without one dime of taxpayer dollars going towards it.
Well, while we have you on the phone here, let's turn to tobacco. In 18 states, it's illegal to buy, possess, and use tobacco and e-cigarettes under age 21. You support Wisconsin following suit with that. Why is that?
We know that once people start using tobacco products, it's very, very difficult for them to stop. And we also know that more and more young people, unfortunately, are starting to use at a lower and lower age. And with the onset of vape products like the Juul, we have a new epidemic that is hitting our young people across the state of Wisconsin. It is a public health crisis, and it is imperative that we raise the age of access to tobacco products in our state.
But could that change hurt our state economy?
Absolutely not. We will actually be saving money if we increase the age of access to tobacco products, because we will save money through health care. Tobacco is something that does kill people and does injure people. Recently, we saw reports of young folks in Wisconsin who were in the hospital because of access to vaping products in the state of Wisconsin. So this is actually a way that our state can save money in the long run and save lives.
What are your fellow lawmakers, how are they responding to this?
The T21 policy that has been introduced in Wisconsin is one of the most broadly bipartisan pieces of legislation that I am proud to be part of. We have folks from all over the state of Wisconsin, from all sorts of districts, all sorts of different political backgrounds, standing together in saying that this is something that we need to be doing. So I look forward to this policy moving forward and actually being able to be signed into the law this legislative session.
Representative, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me this morning. It was lovely chatting with you and your listeners.
Melissa Sargent is a Democrat representing Wisconsin's 48th Assembly District, which includes parts of Madison. Coming up, the State Capitol Report continues with a breakdown of the latest political moves. What are your thoughts on Governor Evers' cabinet picks not being confirmed? Do you think it matters, or do you think this is just politics per usual? Join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. We'll be back for more State Capitol Report after this news update. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.